Beat of My Drum Entertainment.
Hey, hey, this is Jay Mendez, and you're listening to The Beat of My Drum. This is another episode of The Beat of My Drum podcast. Thank you for listening. Right now, I did bring on an up-and-coming Texas country artist from San Antonio, Texas. He goes by the name of Gavin Story. How are you doing, Gavin?
Doing good. Glad to be here.
Great, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I haven't done a music episode in quite some time. I'm glad to bring you on the show and interview you today. We have a lot to talk about. We've actually been able to start a bit of a friendship recently, and I do plan on having him as our newest artist on The Beat of My Drum. And I'm in management trying to help these young artists out, but I'm very selective. And when I say selective, that means it takes like years to pick another one. And Gavin is one of them. So I've got the Solis Brothers, Lyric, and now Gavin's Story. And Gavin is 17 years old, and he goes to Alamo Heights High School. What's it like being an artist in high school still and having to worry about tests and homework and all that, man?
So this year I really haven't stressed about it too much. You know, writing, I think, is just something that comes natural when you sit down and you really put the, you know, the thought to it and the stories behind it. But school, you know, it's not really something that I tend to. I'd like to write my songs more and do it that way. So I'm not there a whole bunch, but whenever I have a test or something, I'll show up. But
wow, so I totally did not condone. I don't condone that at all, Gavin, but I do support your music habit. You definitely are very talented from what I've seen when it comes to lyrical. You write songs that make sense. You write songs that are fresh and genuine, and your sound connects to what's popular right now. So talking about the music that's popular right now, what artists do you listen to the most?
So there are some artists I listen to, probably like, let's say Parker McCollum, Tyler Childers, Coulter Wall, are all great, a lot to take from them. But, you know, you write your own songs and you think, and you just put so much thought behind it that you really think that every song you write is your own and your story to tell. So you can't be chasing other people's songs and their sound while telling your story and doing what you love.
I love that, Gavin. And you do tell your stories. You write your own songs. And I've seen your little notebook. It's got your initials, GS, on it. And you left it here the first time you came over to sing. And I was afraid. I didn't open it, obviously. That's against the code. That's bro code. But I saw it, and I was thinking, man, if I would open this thing, I don't know, would there be like a spell on me? Because that's like a leather, it was like a leather notebook.
Yeah, did you get that? That notebook was very dear to me. Before my girlfriend broke up with me, she left me for a couple months, but we're back together now and happy. But anyways, she bought me that because she knew I loved to write songs, and she knew I loved to tell stories, and I just didn't have a place to keep them. So she got it for me as a gift. I'm pretty sure it was my birthday present. But no, it's very dear to me. I put a lot of thought into that thing, and yeah, I respect you not opening it.
Yeah, no, man, that's code, man. I would never do that. Although, you know, I was curious about like what other good songs you had, because when you came over that first day, you sang some of your originals, and you know, some I liked, some I didn't like so much. But I liked more than I didn't like, and what I liked more of is you do your name, hence the name. It's crazy. I have the artist named Lyric, and he's pretty lyrical, and that's his real name, and your real name's Gavin Story, and you in your songs, you are telling stories. So there's a song he's going to play here in a bit. It's called Two Lost Lovers. And I asked him, like, Gavin, like, where do you get this inspiration? And he really just tells the story of what happened in his real life. So speaking of your real life, tell us about your background, your family, and where you're from.
Yeah, so I was born and raised here in San Antonio, Texas, a little outside around Stone Oak. Lived there until about third grade, moved to Alma Heights. Enjoyed it for the most part, but as the years went on, it kind of wore on me, and I just kind of wanted to get out there. I'm more of a, you know, outdoorsy person. I like to be out there, not really trapped in a city, but you know, I just got to deal with what I got to deal with.
And your family, your parents, brother, sister?
Yeah, so I've got two older brothers. I love them so much. They're very supportive. Always there for me when I need something, you know. I've got a little sister. Very funny. I love her so much. She's actually having a softball game right now. I wish I could be there, but doing a podcast, which is nothing wrong with it. But yeah, I mean, I love my family. We're very close. We love each other very much, and we're always there to support each other when we need it.
That's awesome that you can say that you and your siblings have a good relationship. And you mentioned before that your brother kind of got you into the music thing as far as being inspired. What does he play, and what got you into playing the guitar?
So I picked up the guitar when I was about, I'd say, 11 years old, and I was getting lessons from some guy who'd come to my house probably every Wednesday, 5 to 7, you know, the usual. But, you know, it didn't really strike my interest as something that I would love to do. You know, I was sitting there taking lessons, but I'd rather be outside, you know, enjoying the air, playing around and having fun. But, no, it wasn't until about two Christmases ago I picked up a guitar because my dad was playing, and I was like, I mean, might as well give it a shot. I got nothing else to do. So this is around whenever COVID hit. So I just kind of sat down, you know, put my thoughts onto the paper, and kind of formed a little song to it. And then songs got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, let's hear a little bit of those bigger songs. And this is going to be Two Lost Lovers. This song should probably be released soon as an acoustic, and it'll be released under the Beat of My Drum on all platforms. And I'm very excited for you all to hear Gavin's story from San Antonio, Texas. He's going to play the song right now called Two Lost Lovers.
Let's do it.
Walk with you through the sandy banks, dance around by the fire like two lost soulmates. I feel the water rushing, ripping through our toes. Not a thing I say, not a thing I think. So high when you're by my side, and I wonder if we'll make it through the night. Two lost lovers trying to make it right. Well, I'm running through the fields, you're running through my. Up at the stars tonight, cause with a Texas boy it'll be alright. And I feel so high when you're by my side, and I wonder if we'll make it through the night. was trying to make.
All right, that is Two Lost Lovers from Gavin Story from San Antonio, Texas. Amazing song there. Tell us your inspiration on that song.
That songs are basically just about, you know, you meet some important people in your life, but sometimes you don't take them on the most important ventures, you know. So I think it's very good getting out and spending time with people you love and, you know, enjoying Earth for what it is. So I wrote that song just about, you know, loving people and getting them out there. Some people that may have not had the chance to or just don't like it, maybe push them out of their comfort zone a little bit and love it. But, so I basically wrote it about me and my girlfriend when we used to go on the adventures. But, I mean, we're back together now. So, I mean, we were just trying to make it right for each other, make it the best we can for each other. And I think it worked out well some time apart.
We've brought her up a few times. You might as well give her a shout out. What's her name?
Her name's Callie.
Callie?
Yeah, she's probably listening.
Hello, Callie. And she goes to...
She goes to Comfort High School. She's valedictorian. She's off to UT. I'm very, very proud of her.
Awesome. Congratulations. So let's continue on with the podcast. And I've called you a couple times. And one time you were at the ranch. I think both times you've been at the ranch when I called you. So tell us about this ranch. Are you just a weekend rancher?
Yeah, so, I mean, I love my time in the city. Love spending it with friends and stuff. But as I say, you got to have your time out there, time by yourself. I honestly think the most important songs that mean so much to me is whenever I go out there. It's just, it's about 65 acres out in Rock Springs, Texas. But it gets lonely, but in a good way. You write some very, very good songs sitting by the fire by yourself all by your lonesome.
That's great, Gavin. And I know we've talked about putting some live shows together for you, and we've talked about getting you opening up for the Solis Brothers or just playing anywhere, really, at this point. Tell us about your live performances and how has that been going for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been going very good. I mean, a bunch of support showed out. I mean, a bunch of friends, a bunch of family, a bunch of random people that love the music. But I know, yeah, I think it's great. Thought the jitters were going to get to me the first show, you know, the first song did, but I mean, that's just bound to happen, you know, when you're playing a live show in front of people. I mean, you're bound to get the jitters on your first one, but I mean, after that, it's pretty smooth sailing from there. You really don't. I mean, you're just up there singing your songs, or in my case, telling your stories.
What concerns you most about your live shows? Like, what are you thinking about? Like, what's your mindset? Because you said you had the jitters. Obviously, we all get the jitters. I get the jitters sometimes, and I just DJ. I press buttons and mix and stuff. Most of the time, they don't even know you mess up. But what fear do you have, or stage fright? Is there stage fright that you have when you go on?
I mean, the first time, it was something. It wasn't much. But, I mean, after that, you just kind of get used to it, to be honest. I mean, there's nothing else to it besides just getting up there and playing your songs. I mean, one of my fears, I mean, besides even from performing, I mean, taking all your gear to a show, you know, as a solo artist, you know, you never want to forget anything or leave anything out. So not having a cable or something could cost your entire show, your entire paycheck, and your entire waste of time running out there.
That's true, man. And that's basic stuff. What is it? Picks?
Yeah, I mean.
Extra strings? Picks, tip jar?
Yeah.
And most importantly, your guitar.
I mean, yeah.
Guitar, I mean, yeah, microphone. Exactly. Just a lot of things you got to worry about, but just, I guess my advice is just have a checklist, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, once you get everything set up and on stage and ready to go, I mean, there's not really any fear after that, to be honest.
And here is a tip. So whenever you pack up and then you go home, say load up your house, or you take it in your house, put everything exactly the way you left it.
Oh, yeah, it sits in that corner of the same day.
Yeah. See, that's what I do all the time. Yeah, like, exactly. I leave everything like where it was, where I had it the last time, and knock on wood, but I've had very few moments when I would forget stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I think it was a while back I made a rookie mistake. I went all the way to Poteet, which is 30 minutes away, not too bad. It's 30 minutes away, but I got there, and I set up everything, and I was like, where's my mixer? I forgot my DJ mixer, man.
Well, that's the most important part.
Yeah, I know. See, that's like forgetting your guitar.
Exactly.
But another thing that goes into that is preparation. So I got there 2.5 hours early. So I was able to set everything up in 45 minutes. And then I had 30 minutes to come back, get my stuff, and then go back. So I was, I usually go early. No, and yeah. And the rule of thumb is 2 hours before your show starts. That's kind of standard, 2 hours. For a DJ gig, I go like 3 hours because I got to talk to the coordinator and I got to, just set up speakers everywhere. As a musician, you know you're going there, you're setting up on the stage and you're going to play music. That's what you know. So, yeah, man, preparation is key. Talk about what were you looking for and why did you actually give me the time of day when I reached out to you, man?
To be honest, I mean, I was doing very good by myself, getting shows and stuff. I mean, I'm obviously playing shows consistently. I mean, I'm very open to playing shows for the Solis Brothers or from you. I'm very open to it. But, just opening for them and doing all that stuff. That's basically what I was looking for whenever you reached out. Cause I mean, they've got a great fan base. They've got a bunch of people that listen to them and, connections, you know.
I could see both worlds collide and make a lot of noise out there. Exactly. I think just by looking at y'all's the sounds of both artists, they complement each other well. You're very Texas country and they're Texas country. It could be Nashville country, just like by the way they sing. But exactly. your music is very Texas and it's very popular right now. That sound is very popular. And when we talk about your live shows, talk about your show coming up in 2 weeks at Fraulein?
Fraulein, yes, Fraulein, exactly. Yeah. It's called Fraulein. So my buddy's mom, she actually started a woman's boot company called Fraulein Boot Company. If you haven't checked them out, go check them out. Some great boots. So she has these... it's kind of like these, not pop-up shops, but kind of events where there's a bunch of people that bring their stuff, all their, there's alcoholic companies that sponsor it, there's purse companies that sponsor it, there's other boot companies that sponsor it. Basically just a fashion farmer's market, if that makes any sense. So there's like 20 or 30 sponsors to each of them. It's this big thing, big, huge event. A bunch of people come out. They're very fun to go to, in my opinion. I love them so much. And, I'm supporting a great company, too.
And you're taking the stage, right? What time?
Yeah, so we'll be there at 5 o'clock.
Great. Is this like a plug-and-play? They already have sound set up and everything?
Yeah, so I'm going to be opening for Django Walker, son of Jerry Jeff Walker. So, and Caroline Hale, she's playing, too, and some other person, but I don't know their name. But, so I think it's just sort of a plug-and-play kind of thing. And, enjoy it.
What are your goals as a musician, man?
I don't know. I think I just love to do it for a living. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's everyone's goal at the end of the day. But, I mean, I don't think I could stick in a classroom or stick in an office job for the rest of my life. You know, I want to go out and do more, get more done, and, you know, do what I love doing while doing it.
Well, let's get to that. Let's get to another song here from you. If you want to play, Skyline High?
Yeah,
I think this is a new song. When did you write this one?
So we wrote this song a couple days. There's a funny story about this song. I was sitting in first period in my car. I just got back from a little singer-songwriter night at Black Creek down in Devine, Texas. And I pull up to school the next day, sit in the parking lot. First period is about to start. And I look at my guitar in the back seat and I go, shit, because I left it in there from the previous night before. And I pull over to a parking lot down the road a ways and... sat in the passenger seat. Everyone kind of looked at me weird, the people that did see me. But, I wrote one hell of a song there. I think it's a very good song.
You sat in the passenger seat so the neck of your guitar could...
That's exactly the reason. At first...
Man, that is kind of weird, bro.
At first, I'll be looking at you. Yeah, right? At first, it was me sitting in there with my guitar sticking out the window. So, it was better than that. So, no, I enjoyed it, though. So, this one's called Skyline High. Yeah, bro.
Are you leaving Austin and coming home. I've been so tired of just living on my own. Take away these memories, take away my pain, all the golden miles and the sunsets on every drive. Don't go searching where you might find a broken boy's heart and the dreams he left behind. All my buddies ask me all the reasons why. Tell them I'll be alright if I catch this skyline. Watch the fire in your eyes as our love goes on and dies. Are you leaving Austin and coming home? Well, I've been so tired of just living on my own. Pain, all the golden miles and the sunsets on every drive. Don't go searching where you might find a broken boy's heart and the dreams he left behind. All my buddies ask me all the reasons why. Tell them I'll be alright if I kiss this skyline high. Tell them I'll be alright if I kiss this skyline.
There he is, Mr. Gavin Story from San Antonio, Texas. Junior at Alamo Heights, right?
Yes, sir.
Junior at Alamo Heights High School in San Antonio. And that was Skyline High. I think that was going to be a hit as well. Gavin has like three or four songs that he showed me that I already believe are going to be big, big Texas songs and very successful. So we're working on that. We're putting together a project. I don't know if it's going to be singles yet or if it's going to be an album or an EP. But talk about what you were thinking for your music moving forward. Because I can give you all my advice of what I think, but ultimately it's your decision. You're the creative master of your own music. So what are you thinking for your first project, man?
Yeah, exactly. So I'd love to release a single. You know, just to kind of get something out there. I think Two Lost Lovers are very good. It's a strong song. It's very passionate. It shows what I sing for. It shows what I tell stories for. But also that being said, being a songwriter, you write a song like that, and then you write another song like Skyline High, and it just kind of takes your breath away and all your attention away from that song and moves it onto that song. But you still have a very, very, very good song that you don't want to leave in the dust. So it's kind of hard to choose what single you want. So honestly, I think like a 3-song EP would be very good. Just kind of give a variety of what I am, what I sing for, and I think that's what I think.
What is going to be the name of your EP if you do have an EP?
It'll be an album called The Road Songs. So The Road Songs is very dear to me because I spent a lot of time on the road driving to two and a half hours away, whether to Rock Springs or to my brother and his buddy's trailer down in Corpus, 2.5 hours away. You know, I'm always on the road. I'm always, you know, going places. So, yeah, I mean, basically just living on the road.
So you talk about, I think I've heard you reference Comfort, Fredericksburg, Rock Springs, Stone Oak, and Corpus.
Yes.
So what's in Corpus?
So we had a beach house down there. It was my cousin's house in Rockport in Fulton. So we'd go down there a bunch and fish, and I mean, my dad loves it. My brothers love it. We all love it. So yeah, we'd go down there. I mean, ever since I was young, we'd been down there just fishing and stuff. And we kind of took a break from it after they sold it because we didn't really have anywhere to go down there. But Charlie Robeson, he's got a house down there. His son, Gus Robeson, one of my very dear friends. I love him to death. Yeah, so he's got a house down there with a boat and stuff. But he gifted Gus a trailer for him and my buddy, or him and my brother, actually, to live it down there and work out of. They're actually working on his boat. They're doing good down there. They're making money. They're living life on the coast and doing it the right way.
So other than Charlie Robeson, who is a country artist as well, who else do you know in the music industry, like you could say, that you talk to?
Yeah, so, I mean, we talk to a fair amount of people. I mean, honestly, for girls, I mean, we'll talk about girls first. Caroline Hale, she is, I mean, one hell of a, I mean, her voice has just got such a great tone to it. She's just got such a great ring to it. I mean, I love it so much. And, I mean, Charlie, obviously, his mom, Emily Strayer, great, great, great fiddlist. I mean, she's in the Chicks, great band. Yeah, so, I mean, just taking after them mostly is really, I mean, what I like. I mean, they have wonderful songs, a lot to take from, and I know him. So, I mean, it makes it that much more special.
That's cool, man. And you get, I guess you go over there for, like, barbecues and stuff, like, as far as, like,
yeah, I mean, it's more of just like a, I don't really see him, or I'm sure my brother doesn't see him as kind of like a dad or a parent, more of just kind of a friend, you know?
Right.
Because he's just so laid back, chill, I mean, cool to talk to. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not real nervousness or anything. It's just, I mean, great conversations with a great, I mean, person.
And the reason I really brought up barbecue right now is because a little bit ago you said you liked the barbecue. So that's my segue into the next question. Do you like to barbecue, and what are you good at cooking, man?
Yeah, I love to cook. I mean, I love to barbecue. I mean, it's great. Sometimes I think barbecue is so damn good, but, I mean, if you eat too much of it, you're bound to get tired of it.
Yeah.
So I think on the side, I mean, just a nice cold salad is very good. Medium rare steak and a glass of whiskey is what'll do.
Oh man, dude, that actually sounds very relaxing. That sounds amazing.
Oh, it's peaceful. It's a meditation.
What kind of whiskey are we talking?
Either Bullet Rye or, honestly, no. That's all I drink now, to be honest.
Is it like rye. With an ice cube or no?
Oh yeah, it's just a little ice ball in a glass and then pour it over it.
And just
about a quarter of the bowl.
With a steak, are you using A1 sauce?
You don't put A1 sauce on
definitely
a steak.
Definitely not.
Hell no.
Never. That's why I asked you. I wanted to see your reaction.
You saying the steak needs improvement or what?
Is that what they ask you?
Yeah, right.
See, well, that's why I was asking you, because the first time I ever had a steak, like a real ribeye.
Exactly.
I asked for, it was a homemade steak, and I was like, y'all got A1 sauce? And they're like, I swear, I felt like 20 pairs of eyes on me.
Oh, God.
I was like, is that disrespectful?
Yeah, you can hear a pin drop, huh?
So, we can talk about your music further, talking about your career and your logo. What about your, I see you got a new logo now. Are you going to start coming out with some business cards, or what's next for you?
Yeah, so I think we're going to come out. I mean, first things first, I want to release something just to get something out there. But I mean, other than that, I mean, we've got great connections to, you know, hat companies, that Taylor Brands, you know, they can, whatever, put our logo on it or whatever, put it on a shirt, make a cool slogan or whatever. You know, I think we've got that, but I think first things first is just, you've got to take it, you know, and show people what you've got and what they want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So that when they're wearing your shirt, they know what they're wearing and they're going for.
And that's, some advice like I could give to just what I've seen. I'm very observant in the music industry. Like, I pay attention to what everybody's doing locally and even not so local. I pay attention just to like how managers do deals and how artists, how they pivot their career.
Exactly. Yeah, of course.
And what I've noticed is what's always the constant, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, not an expert, but my opinion is if you stop making good songs, the crowd is going to stop coming.
That's all it
so
is. Yeah.
If you like, I know like some badass guitarists, badass singers, people that, you know, women that sing okay, but they're really good looking. You know, they get a little success because of they sing pretty good and they're good looking. But ultimately, it's like, do you have good songs?
Exactly.
Do you
That's
have
all it
good
is.
Songs that people can relate to, that can
and
sing
listen to, in the story.
And listen
exactly.
to. I mean, what song do you want to hear when you get in your car and put it on Spotify? Like, what are you going to type in? That's what I think. Like, I'm not going to type in no, like, BS song.
Oh, hell
no. I want to hear, like, a badass jam that I'm going to be able
course.
To cruise to.
Of course.
So that's, like, my advice to you is just continue to make songs that you can, you listen to yourself, like, okay, that's a jam. You know, and you're,
of course, yeah.
Play it for your friends, play it for your family, and you're going to start to realize, like, okay, like, this works, this doesn't work. But most importantly as well is just write your own lyrics, and you've been doing that. So speaking of lyrics, I want y'all to really close your eyes and focus in on this one. Actually, if you're running or walking, probably not a good idea to close your eyes. Or even if you're driving, if you're just sitting at the office, in the break room, or at the house, listen to this next song. It's called Weeping Willow. And when I heard this song on Gavin's TikTok, shout out to Gavin's TikTok. He's also on Instagram and not Facebook yet, right?
No, not Facebook.
He hates Facebook, but it's a big money maker. Facebook is the money. That's where the people, you know, the older people are.
Of course,
but we'll get you on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But this song here, when I heard it on Instagram, I think it's called Weeping Willow. What I thought of is COVID, and when it snowed that week, like Weeping Willow, what is that called? COVID, the Snowvid.
Oh yeah.
Snowvid BS. I literally can imagine Snowvid during this song. So let's hear it. This is called Weeping Willow.
Weeping Willow.
Weeping Willow by Gavin Story.
Well, the rain's coming down, and I still see your frown. Because you're mad about what they did, and I'm running again from all this hope. I'll see you in the morning where the willow hangs low, where the wind it will send chills down your spine to get you every time. I've gotta go, I can't love you and leave you anymore. But I've gotta go, I've gotta bus a train to snow. San Antonio. How did you sleep? Did you lay your weary head? Did you fall fast asleep in the morning light? Was your sigh? I've gotta go, I can't love you and leave you anymore. Well, I've gotta go, I've got a bus for train to snow. Yeah, it's snowing on, snowing on San Antonio. Yeah, it's snowing on, snowing on San Antonio.
Oh, man. That is Gavin's story there. That's Weeping Willow. And that literally took me back to February 2020. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
2020 or 2021, one of those. And it was a snowstorm from hell.
Came from nowhere, I'll tell you.
Came out of nowhere, and
it beat our ass, I'll tell you what.
Man, it busted like five of my damn pipes here. I woke up, and I was trying to be Mr. Tough Dad, right? And I'm in bed, and Sabrina's like, "It's cold. It's way too cold in here." And I was like, "Nah, I'm fine. And she checked the thermometer, and she's like, "It's 37 degrees in here." You know, and I had to think about my baby.
Hey, you trying to freeze her or what?
Freeze her what?
You trying to freeze her?
Oh, my daughter? No. See, that's when I thought about it. I was like, I did not know that could happen. Like, I thought, oh, power be out and be on in a couple hours, right? Like, at that morning, I didn't believe it. But, man, it was, like, real, man. What did y'all do?
Well, yeah. We staked it out at my cousin's house. They've got a pretty nice house at Almas Park, so we were just spending family time together. It was great, honestly. I mean, that was wonderful.
A lot of drinking whiskey, I bet.
Cold days, yeah.
No, man, you know what? It was pretty damn boring out here. Like, think about it. We don't have any restaurants where I'm from. We don't have nothing. So I saw we went to the in-laws, and they had power and stuff like that. But HEB was closed, like the restaurants, everything. And it was just bad. Like, I started to get depressed. I didn't even do any, like, real podcasts or nothing. I just was, like, upset. I was not liking it.
Snowvid depression.
So that tells you right there, I might not be cut out for the snow at the ranch, man. But I'll go to your ranch. I'll definitely go to your ranch and check it out.
Come on out.
So are you into sports at all, man?
Yeah, I played baseball, I mean, for as long as I can remember. It's up until 8th grade. I didn't want to carry it over to high school. I just was busy with other stuff. But played baseball, played football in middle school. But I've been playing golf since I can remember. I mean, I picked up a golf club when I was probably 6 months old. But I've been playing ever since. I'm on the varsity team in Alma Heights. They're actually at state right now. They're at state right now. So hopefully they did good today. I haven't checked the results yet. But
so you're on the golf team?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you at state?
Guess I wasn't cut out for it, huh?
Oh, you have to make the team.
No, it's varsity. There's 10 people on varsity and 10 people on JV, so they take the top five to start.
Oh, okay. Sorry, guys. I don't know golf that well. I was into, you know, baseball, basketball, but man, dude, there's a lot of competition out there now.
Oh, yeah. They're out playing Highland Park from Dallas, you know, Bernie, you know, all those very, very, very good teams, very talented teams.
You got to show me the golf course, man. I never been.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. It's very peaceful out there.
Yeah. See, I don't even know how to play, but everyone tells me it's a lot of fun.
Exactly.
So what else do you like to do for fun, man?
Not much. Just party a lot. I mean, I party with my friends pretty often. I mean, every chance I get, just spend time with great friends, but you got to separate the party life from, you know, business and writing songs and sometimes taking that shot of, you know, I'll just stay home tonight and write some songs and, you know, catch up with the business end while still having fun, you know. I mean, you're not sitting there writing songs all pissed off and depressed, are you? No, but you're also not out having fun, but it's nothing to complain about. I mean, you're doing what you love. At the end of the day, you love writing songs, and that's what you're going to do to make yourself happy.
And you'll see, like, there are days when it's just, like, so boring and it's rough, you know, when you're practicing. I'll be in here practicing, mixing. And, like, everybody over there, like, my family's just like, God, this is, like, don't you stop working on what you're doing. But, no, actually, the grind on a Tuesday and Monday, like what we're doing now, it pays off.
Oh,
on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
So this podcast especially has paid off for me. I've been able to get my name out there. And there's the editing part is kind of annoying. It takes a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
But it pays off. It pays off in the long run. And you're going to have some of your friends listening, which is great. I thank you. Thank you for bringing in your followers.
Of course.
This is the Beat of My Drum podcast. I've got a lot. I think I've got like 36 or 37 episodes. A few music ones, some crime ones, some mystery. So a lot of good stuff on the podcast. But it's not about me today. It is about Gavin's story, new up-and-coming artist. from San Antonio, Texas. And are you? Who is your favorite college football team?
College football, huh? Shit, I think we're going to have to go with UT on that one. I love UT. I mean, I've just grew up there. I have a bunch of family up there. So, you know, support the legacy. Support my girlfriend. She's going there. Hook 'em horns.
I bet a lot of your friends are A&M fans, right?
Honestly, my good buddy, Jay Kaiser, he actually went to A&M. He went to Corpus for a year and then transferred over to College Station. But he loves it up there. He loves it.
If you go to college, what college are you going to go to?
You know, I haven't thought that much of it, into it. I think as a junior I should have, but haven't really thought much of it. I went and visited Boulder last year, but I tell you what, I'm not paying no $65,000 for out-of-state tuition to go to Boulder.
And $65,000 a year? That's crazy, man.
And it's just like, yeah, you can do that and stuff, but you can also focus on your music and do that. So I think I'm waiting till around maybe – you know, see where the summer takes me, of course. I mean, we'll just start with that, you know?
Yeah.
And see from there and decide from there.
I'm going to try to get you your own shows, man. What did you think of that gig last week at Black Creek? Black Creek, we did a singer-songwriter night at Black Creek in Devine, Texas. How'd you like that experience?
I liked it. I think it was very good to see some, you know, up-and-coming artists, you know, perform songs. I just wish I could have played, you know, a little more songs, showcased a little bit more. I wish the sound was better.
Yeah.
Sound was off a little bit. Shout out to the sound lady if you're watching.
Oh, man. Lord. No. Hey, man, Chuck. We love you. You're listening, Chuck. We love you. And,
yes. And thank you so much.
And you put this together. I just think, I mean, we thought the sound was a little bit, I don't know, it could have been the building or something, but big shout out to you and Thomas Jones. Y'all are great out there doing your thing with the country music and putting these events together for up-and-coming artists. You didn't have to do that. So we'll be back. June 1st, look out for Gavin at Singer-Songwriter Night. That's a Wednesday night. And you can get a steak, you can get a beer, and you can watch Gavin's story, sing some of his songs. Funny story about Gavin, he's like, oh, how many you got for us? Two or three? And Gavin's just like, I was thinking more like seven or eight.
He's like, I think we're going to have to cut you down to about four.
Yeah. He goes, we're going to cut you down to about four. But I thought that is the little bit I know of Gavin. That is true Gavin fashion right there. It's not, he's always wanted to go more than what is required. And that's going to take him a long way. And I truly believe that. He's got a lot of shows coming up. He's got a few at the same location, Backyard, right?
Yeah, we've got one at the Backyard coming up. We have Frawl Unfest coming up. A lot of them, I think I have three of them, are at Silver Creek out in Fredericksburg, Texas. That should be a very fun one. I think it's just going to be an acoustic show, you know. Just get out, get my name out there, and just have a good time, to be honest.
And I like how you put that. Like, you think of it as having a good time. And, you know, when you take the fun out of it, I'm sure when it becomes, like, annoying to go to a gig and set up, that's probably when you want to take a break and kind of refresh.
But I think it's very important to have that drive to want to go more, to do more, to accomplish more, to, you know, get your name out there more. I mean, your name's not going to get out there while you're sitting at home, I mean, doing nothing. You got to be out there. You got to be, and you're asking around for gigs, asking around for shows, asking around for people's numbers, people's contacts, you know. You always got to look alive for some opportunities that'll come.
Well, was it Chuck's dad at the Black Creek? I asked him, I don't know if you were there, but I asked him, how did you end up playing, like, because he said he played in Alaska, he's played, like, in San Diego, Miami, like, all around the country. I said, how did you get gigs there? He's like, I just went in there with my guitar, and I asked the owner, I asked who's in charge here, and they'd always let me play.
Exactly.
So even when you're, like, say you become a semi-star, right? If you have that mentality, it's still going to pay off.
Oh, you know, I still have the plan of, you know, becoming a well-known country music singer, but still stopping into those damn singer-songwriter nights.
Singer-songwriter nights.
Showing what I've got, you know?
Well, my cousin, Nate DeLeon, shout out to Nate. He's got a song called Houston.
Very good song.
It's a really good song. You like that song, huh?
Yeah, that's a very, very, very well-written tune there.
Yeah, shout out to Nate DeLeon from San Antonio. He was at Singer-Songwriter Night at Cheatham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You remember I told you.
Yeah.
And Parker McCollum walked in there. This was about 2-3 years ago, but Parker walked in there and put his name on the list. Because he wanted to see how people reacted to his new songs, you know. And I believe one of them was Wait Outside. It's on the new album, Gold Chain Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I know that is because Nate knew that song like 2.5 years ago. And that's the song that he sang on that open mic or singer-songwriter night. But that's why it's important.
It's important
for musicians to stay true to their art, stay true to their music. Because once you start partying a little more than you play,
exactly,
it's going to show.
Oh, of course.
And it's just like an athlete. Look at LeBron James. You know, he stayed consistent. Although I'm not a fan, like really a fan of LeBron, he's already like, what? He's all going to be 40 years old. And that dude is still in shape and still doing his thing. Or Tim Duncan. Let's do Tim Duncan. LeBron James. Nah.
Yeah.
No, but like Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was like 39 years old, 40 years old. And he still was in tip-top shape.
He just had that mental drive.
Performing.
I mean, that's all you had. Yeah.
Every night. And I always think about that, too. I'm a long way from that greatness of Tim Duncan. I don't put myself in that. But as far as like my drive, you know, I want to be around great talent like yourself, like the others I work with. And this podcast, too, I think this podcast builds a platform for people to talk about what they want to do. I've had people come up to me and ask me to promote their business, but I'm less about like capitalizing on, I should be more like capitalize on people's businesses to make money. I should be that way. Because I'm doing it the wrong way. If I'm not interested in that business, as far as like, if it doesn't excite me, then I won't promote it or nothing. So maybe one day, but right now I just like the podcast as it is and bringing in a talent like yourself. So to close out the podcast today, because I think we know everything about Gavin. Was there anything that we don't know about you, man?
Yeah, I'll tell you something. So back to what you were saying about drive and just that mental drive. You know, you can never win at life. There's always something you could do better or, you know, over exceed your accomplishments. There's always something you can do, which I think is good because golf, I mean, take it. You can't beat it. You know, you can't score an 18 on 18 holes. You know, you can't beat golf. There's no way to beat it. You know, there's always something you can do. You can always play better. You can always play worse. So I think having that, I kind of look at the art side of things and just kind of shows you that if you take a sport and just kind of relate it to something else, you know, there may be a connection there that can very, very, very much help you.
Well, I'm just kidding, Gavin. That was awesome, bro. I love that. And you keep talking about golf. I need to get out there.
Oh, it's fun.
Do they let short Mexicans get on the golf course, man? I'm sorry.
Come on out. Come on out.
I might take that out, but I might not. I don't care. It's my show. But, man, I really want to thank you for getting on the show today.
Oh, of course.
You are a true artist, and everybody knows it, so don't let nobody tell you you're not. I'm telling you, you are a true artist. You are a hell of a songwriter. Got a lot of work to do, which I've told you, but you are going to make a lot of noise out there. And Mr. Gavin Story from San Antonio, Texas, thank you all for tuning in. We're going to leave off with a final song, and then we'll close it out. Here's Gavin's story, y'all.
She packed her heart and she's ready to go on home. Well, Daddy didn't have enough to pay off my loan. We were there through the night. You always wanted champagne, money, and a dream. Oh, sweet honey, baby, life ain't what it seems. Look at the bright side once in a while, and you're running like I owe you something that you did to me. tired, baby, lay your head to sleep. 'Cause I'll be there to make it right. I'll be there to make it right.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there to make it right. I really wish I wrote that song. That's a great song, man. We're going to put a full band sound to all of these great songs that you heard today. So don't worry about that. There will be an acoustic version of Two Lost Lovers coming out soon. But all these great songs are going to have a full band sound. We're going to get them in the studio. We're going to get them with sound engineers. We're going to get them with the top-notch people. And we're going to make sure that these songs are played everywhere. So be on the lookout for Gavin's Story from San Antonio, Texas. I'm checking out. My name is Jay Mendez. And remember, always march to the beat of your own drum.